How our actions turn natural hazards into catastrophes. To everyone who has suffered needlessly in disaster, to us all. Preface. Disasters are not natural. We, humanity and society, create them, and we can choose to prevent them. That is the main message of this book. Stating that natural disasters do not exist because humans cause disasters seems insanely provocative. We witness nature ravaging our lives all the time, from a city underwater after a hurricane, to rows of smouldering houses after a wildfire, to the dust rising from the ruins after an earthquake. How could we withstand the 400 kilometer per hour winds of a tornado, faster than Japan's bullet trains, or the 1200 degrees centigrade temperature of lava, hotter than many potters' kilns? How would we feel if an expert lectured to us that it was not nature's fault, as we sifted through the few photos salvaged from the pile of debris which was once our home and our life? Yet, even when we cannot keep our infrastructure standing, we can stop people dying. We can protect our most valuable possessions, and we can learn to deal with devastation. The disaster lies not in the forces unleashed by nature, but in the deaths and injuries, the loss of irreplaceable homes and livelihoods, and the failure to support affected people, so that a short-term interruption becomes a long-term recovery nightmare. The tornado, the earthquake, the tsunami are not to blame. They are manifestations of nature which have occurred countless times over the eons of Earth's history. The disaster consists of our inability to deal with them as part of nature. We have the knowledge, ability, technology, and resources to build houses which are not ripped apart by 400 kilometer per hour winds. If we choose to, we can create a culture with warning and safe sheltering. Lava at 1200 degrees centigrade and a tsunami higher than our building are harder to ride out, but we can shun places likely to be hit by them, or we can create a culture which understands and accepts periodic destruction, again with warning and safe evacuation to permit swift rebuilding afterwards. The baseline is that we have options regarding where we live, how we build, and how we get ourselves ready for living with nature. Many of the choices we make currently permit death and devastation. They create the conditions for disasters. Nature does not choose, but we do. We can choose to avoid disasters, and that means disasters are not natural. Chapter 1. An island shattered. An earthquake strikes. Another hot, humid, dusty day in the streets of a Caribbean capital. Flies crowd the markets and aged motorbikes and cars bounce through the potholes, coughing emissions and dodging pedestrians. Azure waves lap against the docks, while street dogs and pigs scrounge for morsels in the trash heaps dotting the hill neighborhoods. Just the typical sights, sounds, odors, and haze of life, playing out as it has thousands of times before, with the shimmering heat starting to dissipate as the sun droops towards evening. Today, though, is far from typical. It is 4:53 p.m. on Tuesday, 12th January 2010, in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. 25 kilometers west-southwest of the city, just 13 kilometers below the surface, the earth jolts, fracturing rock, heaving soil, and radiating waves of motion with an intensity technically described as moment magnitude 7.0. This is high on the scale with which earthquakes are measured. Just one or two earthquakes at this level or stronger occur in any month somewhere in the world, although often much deeper below the surface than Haiti experiences on this day. The earthquake's first set of waves, the primary waves, traveled 20 times faster than most passenger jets, giving premonitions of the coming destruction. Port-au-Prince has the misfortune of being so close to the rupture's center that most people have only seconds